We welcome you to our first Advent Sunday.
欢迎大家来到我们张林期的圣诞崇拜第一个主日。
And every Sunday we take sermon notes.
每一个的主日我们都有讲道笔记。
In English and Cantonese.
中文英文都有。
Thank you to all our great translators to help us move everything to Cantonese. Thank you so much.
多谢我们有很多幕后的人是帮手一起去做翻译的。
And our sermon notes give us an opportunity not only to hear and listen and learn today,
你的讲道笔记不单止俾你今日可以听并且学习，
but to apply today's message into our life this week,
并且在未来一周里面将你所学习的去活用。
Now imagine with me this morning,
大家同我一起去想象一下，
that you decided to go on a humanitarian trip,
你是预备去一个的服侍的旅程，
or a short-term mission trip,
或者你可以叫做短宣啦。
To Africa,
去到非洲,
or to Costa Rica,
或者去到哥斯达黎加,
or wherever you would like to go,
或者你想去的有一笪短短宣的地方。
Now, like to any trip, you need to save up money.
咁好似一般嘅短宣咁啦，你要储钱。
You need to train.
你要去受训练。
You need to learn the culture.
你要学习当地嘅文化。
And you feel that you're ready when you go on to this humanitarian trip.
咁当你启程嘅时候，你觉得你已经预备好晒呢个短宣。
And the first time you go on this humanitarian trip for the first day,
这个是你第一次去，当你第一日去这个旅程的时候，
your role,
你的责任是，
is to go into a war-torn area of the country,
去到一个被战争所摧残的地方，
and you are going to serve soup and sandwiches to the kids that are living on the streets because of war.
因为战争的缘故，有很多的后生仔青年人呢，他们住在街上面，你的责任就是去服侍他们，将汤和三文治派发给他们。
And your team leader says we're going to serve about 500 children.
你的领队呢，就告诉你知，我们会有大概500个的年轻人。
And so you're ready in your mind and your heart to serve these kids that have been torn and ravaged because of war.
咁你嘅身心灵都预备好，你预备去服侍呢班被战争所摧残嘅小朋友。
And as you're serving kids,
当你去服侍佢哋嘅时候，
you give. Pretend this is a soup and sandwich, okay?
咁你就想象我揸住嗰嘅咧就系三文治同汤。
You give a soup and sandwich to some kid.
咁你将呢个三文治同汤派发俾呢啲青年人。
And the kid throws the sandwich on the ground.
但系呢个青年人接咗之后咧，就将呢啲嘢掉晒喺个地下度。
Throws the soup.On you,
然后将这碗汤抌落你的身上。
And in his native language, he is saying how he does not want soup or sandwiches.
在他的语言里面，他就在说，我来不是喝汤和吃三文治的。
He wanted pizza.
我来是要吃 pizza 的。
What would you do?
你会怎么呢？
Would you say, that spoiled rotten little kid?
你会说你这个已经种坏了的小孩呢？在这里骂他。
What would you do to your clothes.
你件衫湿晒啦，咁你会做咩咧？
Would you start judging this kid?
你会开始论断佢咧？
Well, this actually happened to me when I was 19 years of age in Romania.
呢个系正正就发生喺安牧师当佢19岁嘅时候。
It was my first mission trip that I've ever done.
呢个系佢第一次嘅宣教旅程。
And this kid kept yelling for pizza, not soup and sandwiches.
然后呢个年轻人之后仲继续喺度嗌话要 pizza 唔要饮汤。
Now hear me today.
请大家听我讲。
2,700 years from today,
在2,700多年前，
there was the people of God in Isaiah's day.
在以赛亚时代有神的子民，即以色列人。
And the thing is, human nature wants to be unfortunately selfish.
你要知道人的人性真的是很自私的。
We are self-centered.
我们是自我中心的。
And hear me today, without God being the center of our lives,You and I become self-centered as well.
如果我们的中心里面不是被神充满的时候，我们就不是以神为中心的话，我们就是以自我为中心。
And so as Christine shared that scripture verse this morning,
就今早我们早上所听到的经文，
that scripture verse was said to a nation that was unfortunately self-centered.
这段经文是对一个的国度，一个子民是要宣告，但这班子民是非常之自我中心。
How do you know when you're self-centered?
你怎么知道自己是自我中心呢？
There's four ways, really quickly.
有四样方法的。
The first one is you become self-reliant.
首先呢，就你只是依靠自己。
We focus on our own ways to get our own way.
你只是相信自己的方法去得到自己想要的东西。
We become self-confident.
你也只相信自己。
Because when God's not the center of our lives,
因为当神不是我们生命中心的时候，
we become the center of our own lives.
我们就成为我们自己生命的中心。
And so we focus on our gifts and our talents and our abilities or our wants and desires.
只是专注在我们自己的能力，我自己有的资源，我自己想要的东西上面。
The third one is we become self-indulgent.
接着呢，就只是只想满足自己。
We start to consume others, even God.
我们开始消费别人，甚至消费神。
And consumption has to do something with our own personal feelings and happiness.
这个消费的意思就是说我们只是感动我们自己个人的满足和快乐。
So if church or religion or people don't make me happy, then I will find something that will make me happy.
如果这个教会、这个宗教或者所有任何人不能够令我开心的话，我就找其他东西满足。
And lastly, 2700 years ago,
就最后一点就是在2700年前,
as we see with God's own people,
就去在神的子民的身上见到
they became self-absorbed.
他们成为只是唯有我自己
rather than focusing on God,
不再是专注在神身上
they focus on themselves.
唯有自己
Is it possible for us to do the same?
我们会不会都好像他们这样呢?
If God's not the, I'm not talking about belief here, I'm talking about God being the center of who you are.
我不是只是说你头脑上面信不信有神，而是说到神是不是你生命的中心。
If God's not the center, then we become the center.
如果神不是你生命中心，我们的中心就是我们自己。
And my Buddhist friend puts it this way.
有一个的佛教
这样说。It's on your sermon notes, it's on the outline behind me. But in our everyday life, our thinking is 99% about us.
在我们的生命里面，我们自我中心的想法是占了 99% 的。
Pause here for a second.
请大家停低想一想。
A Buddhist monk,
就算一个佛教的人，
who believes that Buddha is God,
他们相信佛祖是神，
and that there's gods that exist everywhere in every place,
并且相信满天神佛周围都是。
Buddhists are quite spiritual,
其实佛教的人都是非常之灵性的，
but they're not God-centered,
但是他们都不是以神为中心。
And so even a Buddhist monk confesses that we are self-centered when God is not centered in our lives.
所以他们都可以去承认我日常生活里面我自我中心的想法是占了大部分。
Just like God's people 2700 years ago.
就好像2700年前神的子民一样。
So we have to ask ourselves, why do we become so selfish?
为什么我们会变得这么自我中心的呢？
Why are we self-centered?
为什么我们会自私的呢？
Well, another sign about self-centeredness is a person motivated, as we see with God's people,with pride or fear.
其实自我中心的人呢，就是我们从神的子民这个例子上面见得到呢，他们是被恐惧或者被骄傲所操控的。
Now if you read the book of Isaiah, you will see the fear coming out in God's people.
在以赛亚书里面你读经的时候就见得到神的子民他们当中的恐惧。
Fear says things like this, as you see on the screen behind me.
恐惧呢就会这样讲的。
Fear says that we are never going to be good enough.
他说你永远都会做得不够好。
Fear says that we can't reach our goals or our dreams or aspirations for life or for our families.
他说恐惧控诉我们怎么都不会达成目标、渴求和梦想。
Anxiety wants to rise within us because we feel like we're out of control and there's things that we can't accomplish.
恐惧令我们产生焦虑，是因为我们想控制最终的结果，而那些结果或者是超出人我们能力可以控制的。
That is one extreme of self-centeredness.
这个就是在自我中心里面其中一个的极端。
It's called fear.
就是恐惧。
And we all wrestle with it.
我们每一个人都在这种挣扎。
But the other side of fear is pride.
自我中心，骄傲的另一面，恐惧的另一面是骄傲。
Pride doesn't say I don't think I'm good enough. Pride says I'm better than everyone else.
骄傲所讲的说话就是说我比别人更优越。
Pride says that I know what's best.
骄傲说我知道什么是最好。
Pride says that everyone else is wrong, maybe even including God.
骄傲说人家总是错的，甚至是神都是错的。
And we label or we judge others.
开始标签别人和论断别人。
Now friends,
各位朋友,
this was happening 2700 years ago when Isaiah prophesied about the wonderful counselor.
你要知道就在2700年前当以赛亚去预言神主耶稣基督降临的时候这个恐惧和骄傲就在神的子民当中。
This is the culture of what was happening with God's own people.
就是在神的子民当中的文化，他们就是这样。
They took their eyes off of Jesus and put it all about themselves.
他们的眼目不再望神，只是望着自己。
And unfortunately, a self-centered person makes themselves centered rather than Christ-centered.
一个自我中心的人，他是不会懂得以神为中心的。
And another consequence of self-centeredness is that it blocks out spiritual growth with comparison.
自我中心的人亦都是的后果，就是会阻碍了我们个人的成长。
You see, a self-centered person, unfortunately, is not a self-aware person.
因为一个自我中心的人，他不意识到自己的问题。
And this is why we need a counselor.
所以为什么我们需要一个的测试或者劝慰者？
Hear me today.
请听我说。
We need a wonderful counselor.
我们今天需要这个奇妙的劝慰者。
Because we are all like that Buddhist monk, self-centered.
因为我们每一个人都是自我中心。
And so Isaiah, with wisdom and grace.
所以以赛亚书凭着他的智慧和爱心。
Puts it this way in Isaiah 9:6-7.
在以赛亚书九章六至到七节这样讲，我读出的是新译本。因为有一个婴孩为我们而生，有一个儿子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他的名必称为奇妙的策士、全能的神、永恒的父、和平的君。他的政权和平安必无穷无尽地增加。他在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平和公义使国建立稳固，从现在直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成全这事。
This prophetic word 2,700 years ago is Jesus.
这个以赛亚先知所预言的这段经文所指的是耶稣。
And Advent literally means arrival of the birth of this wonderful counselor.
将临期的意思就是是这位奇妙策士要临到的时刻。
I encourage you this Advent season.
我鼓励你在将临期的时间。
Even though we're in Renos.
虽然我们装修紧。
Even though it smells a little dusty.
好像都有少少尘。
We've included seats.
我们
increased our seating capacity.
我们增加了一些座位，逼少少。
For you to invite someone to experience Advent this Christmas season.
仍然邀请你去邀请别人来到参加将临期圣诞崇拜。
We have the opportunity to encounter and to invite the wonderful counselor to speak to us because we're selfish. Wonderful counselor to speak to us.
我们邀请这位奇妙的测试对我们说话。
So I encourage you, who are you going to invite this Advent season to experience the wonderful counselor?
所以这个节期里面，你会想到邀请哪一位的朋友来一同经历 这位奇妙的测试呢？
And this wonderful counselor, as one of his best friends put it, John.
而这位我们主耶稣叫做奇妙劝慰者的他的好朋友约翰这样形容。
Put it this way in 1 John chapter 4.
在约翰福音约翰一书四章十六节那里这样说，神就是爱，住在爱里面的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面，这样爱在我们里面就得以成全，使我们在审判的日子可以坦然无惧，因为他怎样，我们在这世上也怎样。爱里没有惧怕，完全的爱可以把惧怕驱除，因为惧怕含有刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里没有完全。
So what overcomes pride and fear and selfishness?
有什么可以胜过恐惧、骄傲和自我中心呢？
Is that Jesus is the wonderful counselor because of his perfect love given to you and to me.
就是主耶稣基督，他这位奇妙的劝告者，因为他的爱，他的救恩。
You see, fear and pride are external signs.
因为恐惧和骄傲是一个外在的因素。
Of when we have put ourselves first.
就是我们将自己放在先位、首位。
But if we are Jesus-centered,
但如果我们以基督为中心的话，
We are motivated by a perfect love.
我们的动机呢，就是一个完全的爱。
Let me put it this way.
我让我再解释一下。
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
You might not listen to her.
你未必听她的歌。
You might not know her, but she sings a lot of songs about love.
你可能不识她，但是一个非常之流行，出名的流行歌天后。
But most of her most famous songs about love,
Taylor Swift 有很多的爱情歌。
Is not a perfect love, but a broken love.
他所讲的爱情不是一个完美的爱情，反而是一个破碎的爱。
She sings songs about heartbreak.
她唱呢啲嘅情歌係講到好傷心嘅。
Or think of someone else like Miley Cyrus.
或者大家再諗下，識唔識 Miley Cyrus 啊？另一位天后。
She's been made famous by singing songs about self-love or putting ourselves first.
她嘅歌曲出名嘅原因就係話咧，佢話要愛自己。
Or turn on the radio to 93.5 on any country station as well.
或者咧，你可打開收音機聽下呢啲民歌93.3電台。
There's lots of songs about love on that station.
喺嗰個嘅電台上面有好多嘅歌關於愛情。
But there's songs of lament when it comes to love.
但係呢啲歌咧都係傷感嘅歌。
But Jesus has a perfect love.
但主耶稣俾我哋嘅系完全嘅爱。
So we have to ask ourselves, what does perfect love look like?
咁我哋要问我哋自己，究竟完全嘅爱系点样嘅咧
？Well, as we see on the screen behind me, but also in your notes, this is what a love is from Jesus.
咁喺你嘅讲录笔记里边都见得到，究竟完全嘅爱系点样嘅
？Love brings purpose to us.
完全嘅爱俾我哋生命有意义。
Which means he brings clarity and focus to our lives.
以致到我哋生命可以能够有清晰。
In our addicted digital entertainment world,
在我们沉迷这个电子世界的年代,
when we experience perfect love,
怎么可以, 我们可以经历到完全的爱,
he focuses us,
因为神将我们的注目是放在
他身上, and we can make a difference in this world.
以致到我们可以对这个世界有影响。
Agape love also heals us.
Agape love 即是完全的爱。
Because sometimes we think the Heavenly Father has treated us like our earthly father, or how we've experienced love here on earth.
有时我哋想象我哋嘅天父就好像我哋自己地上肉身嘅天父，我哋点样去经历呢个父爱
？But perfect love actually creates a holistic healing reality in our hearts and minds.
但系神天父嘅爱系唔同嘅，佢系完全嘅爱，以致到佢系能够完全医治我哋嘅生命。
An amazing reality as a wonderful counselor is his love frees us from fear and pride.
另外，我哋奇妙嘅主耶稣所赐俾我哋嘅爱，系使我哋从恐惧同骄傲里边得自由。
How amazing is the wonderful counselor？
呢个奇妙嘅主耶稣几咁美好
？The second thing we see here is that Jesus is the wonderful counselor because of his divine counsel。
然后我哋见得到主耶稣系奇妙嘅劝告者，因为佢嘅劝勉满有权能。
Because of his perfect love and divinity of his counsel or wisdom。
因为他的权能、他的智慧和他完美的爱
，We can trust his words.
我们可以相信所他所讲的嘢。
You see, as a pastor for over 20 years,
你知道作为一个牧者已经牧会二十多年。
There's not many things that shock me anymore.
已经不能够有啲咩令我可以好震惊噶啦。
There's pastors in the room who would understand what I'm talking about.
有其他嘅牧者佢会知道我讲紧嘅系乜。
You going through marriage problems? No worries, we've heard it before.
咁你同一啲婚姻輔導佢講嘅問題，我都聽過噶啦。
You have financial problems? Yeah, we've heard that too.
你有經濟問題同牧者講，牧者都聽過噶啦。
You name it, we've heard it.
你自己嘅問題其實牧者都經歷過，聽過。
And sometimes people don't like to talk to someone until it's almost too late.
有啲時候我哋唔將自己嘅問題去分享出嚟，但直至到即係件事好嚴重。
Because fear and pride wants to isolate us and justify our character or behavior.
因为我们的恐惧和我们的骄傲将我们和其他人去孤立出来。
But do you know that Jesus is never scared?
但你要知道耶稣基督他不会惧怕你的问题。
He's not shocked or he's not going to judge you for how you bring up your concerns or prayers or requests to him.
就算你将你的问题你需要祷告的事你的要求是提出他都不会感到震惊。
And because of Jesus, we can trust him because he loves us, but we have full access to God as well.
因为主耶稣的缘故，我们因为他的爱，我们可以对有完全的可以去到神面前。
Jesus is with us 24 hours a day.
每日24小时，神都主耶稣都与我们同在。
You can call out his name and he will answer you and hear you and provide wisdom and counsel.
你可以呼求他的名，他是每时每刻都会回应你，以他的智慧和爱。
And God listens to us.
神是听你祷告的。
He doesn't.Interrupt us. He doesn't fub us. He's not distracted when you speak to him.
佢唔会漠视你，就算你讲嘅嘢，你讲嘅嘢，佢都唔会受到会分心嘅。
He hears your every request.
你讲嘅每一句，佢都听到。
Let me put it this way.
让我哋咁样讲。
Imagine that you have a high performance sports car.
你有一架非常之劲嘅跑车。
A BMW black one that I don't know, but is in the parking lot today.
喺个 parking lot 嗰度有架黑色嘅 BMW 跑车。
There's also a Jaguar that shows up every once in a while and a Porsche.
另外有一架 Jaguar， 又有架 Porsche。
I won't mention any names.
好啦，唔知系边个嘅，唔讲啦。
But to be at a high-performance sports car, you have to have high-quality parts, high-quality maintenance.
依架咁勁嘅跑車咧，除咗架車之外咧，你佢入邊嘅零件啊等等咧，都係要非常之優質。
And when you have a high sports or quality sports car, you're not going to go to any mechanic. You're not going to come to Pastor Andy. You go to trusted mechanics.
當你有架勁嘅跑車嘅時候咧，你唔會是但揾人整嘅，係咪？你一定會揾佢最好嘅車房去整。
In the same way, you and I are called to be high performance, Christ-centered people.
就好似一架勁嘅跑車咁樣，神呼召我哋都覺得我哋係需要有咁優越嘅，覺得我哋係咁優越嘅。
You shouldn't trust all information that comes at you.
你應該相信神對你所俾你一切嘅資源。
You trust a wonderful counselor.
你相信我哋嘅主耶穌奇妙嘅勸慰者。
Who loves you?
因為佢愛你。
And wants you to be at your very best here on earth because Jesus gave his very best at Advent.
希望你嘅生命就係一樣咁優越，因為佢亦都將佢最優越嘅賜咗俾你。
And to have the best relationships and best marriage if you want, or high performance being followers of Jesus at work.
你作為主耶穌基督嘅跟隨者，佢希望喺你各方面，就算你嘅工作或者你嘅家庭、你嘅婚姻裏邊，都係能夠做到最好。
Let me put it in another way.
另外再解釋
You and I have 42,000 thoughts per day.
你要知道我哋每一日有四萬多個嘅諗頭。
Maybe some have more, some have less.
有啲人可能諗多啲嘢，有啲人諗少啲。
One third of those thoughts, which are roughly 16,000 thoughts.
咁三分之一嘅啲咁諗法啦，即係大概萬六個咁嘅念頭啦。
Are negative.
呢啲念頭係負面嘅。
Or self-productive, they are out of counterproductive. Sorry.
Yeah, these 念头咧系令到你冇动力嘅。
And everything that you ever experience in life is subconsciously absorbed in your brain.
其实你生命里边每样经历嘅嘢咧，你无论有意识冇意识都好，其实都已经入咗你嘅脑。
And so when you sleep at night,
所以当你晚上瞓觉嘅时候
your brain is actually categorizing and folding and putting and organizing all your thoughts as you sleep.
当你瞓紧觉嘅时候，你嘅脑袋就将你呢啲所有嘅念头咧重新组合整理。
But those unfortunate negative thoughts want to increase if we do not manage them well.
如果你唔好好地系有意识去管理嘅时候，呢啲负面嘅思想其实系会越嚟越增多。
The best way to manage our negativity or our fear or our pride
最好嘅方法去管理我哋嘅负面或者我哋嘅恐惧或者我哋骄傲系
is to invite the wonderful counselor who gives us counsel in divine ways
就系邀请呢位主耶稣基督我哋奇妙嘅劝慰者嘅欢迎佢接受佢俾我哋嘅教导
and lastly
最后
Jesus is the wonderful counselor because of his divine nature.
主耶稣系呢位奇妙嘅劝告者，系因为佢本身就系神圣。
Wonderful in this context in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
系奇妙呢个字喺以赛亚书里边，当时嘅意思系指
literally means uncommon or a phenomenon, a supernatural act beyond human reasoning.
希伯来语嘅意思系指。奇妙的意思是指非比尋常，一個嘅超自然嘅現象同埋舉動係超出人所能理解嘅。
It's the divine activity of God who brought Jesus from heaven to earth.
如果神以一個超自然嘅舉動將主耶穌基督肉身帶到嚟地上
，fully man and fully God，
完全嘅人，完全嘅神
，sinless with no guilt and no shame here on earth。
因为无罪，所以系无罪疚。
He would have 42,000 thoughts a day.
佢每日都可以有四万二千几个嘅谂头。
He would have known human brokenness because he grew up in a human home.
佢亦都会明白人嘅破碎，因为佢在一个人嘅家庭长大。
He would understand what self-centeredness looks like.
佢会知道乜嘢叫做人嘅自私。
Self-indulgence,
或者自为我中心
self-confidence,
依个只依靠自己
He would have known the struggles of putting pride, or fear in the front of his life.
他亦都理解得到點樣係點解人佢哋將恐懼同埋驕傲放喺佢哋自己中心嘅最前面。
But he didn't.
但係主耶穌基督完全冇做呢啲嘅事。
Not once.
佢冇犯罪。
Because he's fully man.
佢因為佢係完全嘅人。
Fully God.
完全嘅神。
And it was God's activity to show the world that we need, that you and I need a wonderful counselor.
他就是这样证明你和我都需要他这位完全的奇妙测试。
And as we see through scripture, this fully man, fully God on earth is to us. A child is born. To us, a son is given.
这个的奇妙的劝慰者，我们奇妙的主在经文里面告诉我们，就是有一个婴孩为我们而生。
And we see with Isaiah that this new boy, this child would establish a new government, not a human government.
咁喺以赛亚书里边，我哋见得到佢讲到呢一位婴孩，佢系会喺地上面有一个嘅国度。
Not human systems.
唔系人嘅国度。
Not an earthly king or structure.
唔像地上嘅国王同埋制度。
Not human wisdom or intellect or achievements.
唔系凭人嘅成就同埋智慧。
But a one-time supernatural act where Jesus reveals God to earth.
但是主耶稣基督就是一次过给我们人见得到神怎样显示他的国度。
To find hope in the midst of fear.
就在恐惧之中能够找到盼望。
To experience a perfect love in a world of pride.
在这个满有骄傲的世界里面怎样去经历到盼望。
Let me close with this.
让我这样的去结束。
And I'm going to ask the worship team to come forward as I close.
我都邀请赞美小组再一次到前面来。
Now imagine with me today that this isn't a Bible, but this is a present to you.
那我再一次请大家去想象，我手揸住这本不是单单圣经，是一份的礼物要给你。
I don't know what your Christmas day looks like.
不知道大家的圣诞节早上是怎样的呢？
But in my home,
在我们的家里面,
we give presents.
我们会交换礼物。
And one of my favorite things that we do in our home,
yes, 我家庭里面最喜欢做的事是,
is called a Christmas exchange.
就是交换圣诞礼物了。
So as you probably know, I have basically a football team worth of kids in our home.
你知道我成屋细路了。
Well, maybe a basketball team. I have four.
总之很多细路了。
And each of us pull out of a hat,an exchange, a gift that we're supposed to give to others.
咁佢哋咧就会攞出个顶帽，跟住咧里边就系有一个礼物嘅。
And in their unique way, as they get gifts, they want to give the best gift they could get for that name.
咁佢哋交换礼物嘅时候咧，佢哋系好想将最好嘅礼物送俾对方。
Half the church is coming up here. Awesome.
我哋成间教会都上咗嚟。
And so, my favorite moments are when.My kids give gifts to each other.
咁我最中意嘅时候咧，就系我嘅细路咧互相交换礼物，同埋佢哋将礼物送俾佢嘅父母，即系我啦。
Because in their own way, it's expressed in love and generosity.
因为佢哋呢个行动系表达咗佢哋对彼此嘅爱。
And these gifts are simple material gifts.
咁呢啲礼物都系一啲即系一般你想象到嘅礼物啦。
But this Advent season.
但是在今个的将临期时候
As we have read in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6,
看了以赛亚书第九章
There is a son that's born given to you.
但我们知道有一个礼物就是这个婴孩为我们而生
A child that is supernatural that's been given to you.
这个超越自然而生的婴孩是为你而生
Beyond materialistic wealth.
超越了物质的丰盛
So that you can experience the wonderful counselor.
以致到你经历嘅系呢一位奇妙劝慰者。
In your life.
喺你嘅生命里边经历。
This is the joy of this season.
呢个就系呢将临期嘅喜乐。
Let's stand together as I pray.
让我哋一同嘅去起立，让我哋祷告。
Maybe you are here today and you've experienced a broken type of love.
如果你现在所经历紧系一种破碎嘅爱。
As we've highlighted Taylor Swift and Miley Cyrus and the latest country song.
就好似我哋头先提到 Taylor Swift 或者 Miley Cyrus 嗰啲咁样嘅情歌，系讲到破碎。
They sing about a broken love.
嘅歌係關於破碎。
That lead to pride and fear.
以呢啲歌，呢啲嘅愛情係只不過指向恐懼同埋。
But with Jesus, He leads us to a perfect love.
但係主耶穌俾我哋指向我哋係一個完全嘅愛。
As we sing this song, I want to encourage you to invite perfect love into your life.
所以當我哋去敬拜嘅時候，我邀請你去邀請主耶穌完全嘅愛進入我哋。
Maybe you're here today and you need to experience afresh the wonderful Counselor.
或者今朝早上你需要重新嘅去經歷我哋呢位奇妙嘅主。
Who gives divine counsel in the moment?
喺每時每刻都賜俾我哋奇妙嘅智慧。
Who understands every unique need that you've ever experienced, and He wants to speak life over you.
就算你係經歷緊任何奇特嘅處境，神都能夠明白，佢並且願賜你生命。
We'll have the front open if you want to come up for prayer.
如果你需要禱告嘅話，我哋有人為你代禱，請你到前面嚟。
But as we worship, God can minister to you right where you are.
但我哋去敬拜唱诗嘅时候，神亦都喺你嘅座位当中去祝福你。
And speak truth and life and freedom.
系将自由、真理同埋生命赐俾你。
And last,
最后
，How are you going to experience the wonderful Counselor as the center of your life?
你点样可以经历到呢一位奇妙嘅劝慰者作为你生命嘅中心呢
？This is why we do what we do.
呢个就系点解我哋要庆祝圣诞。
Because if Jesus is not center, we become the center.
因为主耶稣基督唔系你生命中心嘅时候，你就以自己为中心。
Instead of being spirit-led and self-aware and humble, we become full of fear and pride and self-indulgent.
因为你唔以神为中心嘅时候，你就唔会被圣灵所带领，你反而被恐惧同埋骄傲所充满。
And these words in Isaiah is not just a prophetic word for Jesus to come to earth.
以赛亚书嘅预言唔系单止话主耶稣要降临到呢个地上
，It's a prophetic word for you。
佢嘅亦都系对你所说嘅话。
Prophecy means to bring life, to speak in the moment。
其实预言嘅意思即系话喺你现在当中，神对你嘅说话系赐俾你生命。
And maybe you need Jesus to speak in your moment, in your frustration, in your need today。
或者今日你就系需要神嘅话语对你说话。
The wonderful Counselor。
我哋奇妙嘅差
事，系与我哋同
在，与我哋同在，透过圣灵与我哋同
在。
佢能够满足你嘅需要，
to be full of His love.
让你满有
爱。
让我哋祈祷。
God, we invite the wonderful Counselor to speak and to guide and to protect and to give wisdom today.
主啊，我哋邀请你奇妙嘅劝慰者嚟到我哋生命里边，带领我哋，赐俾我哋智慧，引导我哋嘅生命。
And as we sing this song today, Lord, speak to your people.
主啊，当我哋唱呢首歌嘅时候，求你对你嘅子民说话。
And as we open up the front for prayer, let people experience and be ministered to by the wonderful Counselor.
当我哋到你面前，到台前去祷告嘅时候，让我哋经历你奇妙嘅劝慰。
Who came to bring love? Who came to bring wisdom? Who came to understand and sympathize?
因为你来到是要赐给我们爱赐给我们智慧因为你关心你都明白我们的困难
And we pray these things in Jesus' name
我们凭主耶稣的名字
Let's worship together、Amen. Let the Holy Spirit minister to us And for prayer in the
让我们一同去敬拜让神的话语对我们服侍